This summer, the governor of Hawaii signed a bill requiring all of the state cesspools to be converted to septic tanks, ATUs, or connected to municipal sewer by January 2050. It's a large undertaking with a large expense attached. For more perspective on the issue, Pumper spoke with Roger Babcock Jr., professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and a member of the faculty at the university's Water Resources Research Center. I've seen some news reports saying that there are about 90,000 cesspools spread all across the Hawaiian Islands. Is that an accurate number?
Yeah, that's correct as far as we know. That's based on information from the State Department of Health Wastewater Branch, looking at all of their records that they have.
Were cesspools chosen for Hawaii because they were easy and cheap, or was there some other factor involved?
Generally, there aren't any issues, and the main reason would have been just economics, inexpensive way to do wastewater disposal.
Have there been other efforts in the past to replace cesspools?
It's been talked about for a long time, but this is the farthest it's gotten. One thing that was tried once was to require conversion upon, you know, transfer of property, for example, as a way to kind of eat away at the number of systems. But that legislation didn't pass, and you notice that's not in this bill either. You know, that would have been opposed by homeowners and realtors and other folks for whatever reason, as something that would make already highest housing prices in the country even higher.
Given what you know from having worked in Hawaii, how likely do you think it is that this will be done by 2050?
Well, there's 90,000, so the bill provides up to $10,000 with a $5 million limit, so that's 500 replacements possibly. Obviously, if you take the 90,000 units and say you're going to give everybody $10,000, that's a lot of money, right? That's $900 million. It's a lot of money. 2050 is quite a ways out, so I guess anything's possible as long as there's enough money thrown at it.
There are a good many places around the United States where water quality problems are being attributed to failing septic systems or bad on-site technology. Do you have evidence of the same sort of problem in Hawaii?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. There's only sort of anecdotal evidence. To my knowledge, there aren't studies that have found that. And then we usually have to talk about potential problems and potential public health effects and things like that. We can't generally really point to any specific cases or a widespread problem.
The legislature's bill is calling for not only septic tanks, but ATUs, which brings up the logical question, are there a lot of ATUs in use in Hawaii?
There are not a lot. There are, I guess my best guess would be maybe about 1,000. Generally, the cost is quite a bit higher, and especially than a cesspool or, you know, essentially doing nothing. It costs more than a septic tank. Not necessarily double, but more. And that, you know, cost, of course, is also an issue with, you know, with this conversion bill in general. If it turns out that homeowners have to still put up a significant amount of their own money, it's going to be quite difficult.
Tell me about the availability of some technologies. For example, are ATUs manufactured in Hawaii, or will the cost be greater still because they have to be shipped from the mainland United States?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do have some in-state manufacturers, so shipping isn't necessarily a cost, although some of those, you know, in-state manufacturers do have to bring in tanks from the mainland and make them into ATUs. We had at least a couple that were making them here, or still are. Those are mostly fiberglass. The ones that are concrete can be made here. There is at least one company that will make concrete tanks, and they make grease traps and septic tanks, and those could be used for ATUs as well, but they have not been, as far as I know. They're mostly it's fiberglass.
Tell us a little bit about the geology you're dealing with. How suitable are the Hawaiian Islands for on-site systems?
In terms of soil conditions, it varies quite a bit. We have some areas where on the older islands, like Kauai and here on Oahu, where we have quite a bit of clay in some areas in the soil. In the newer islands, especially Big Island of Hawaii, it's a younger island, there's really not much clay, and if you dig a hole and put some water in it, it's going to disappear very, very rapidly. No ponding, basically, just volcanic rock. So it really kind of depends on the location. There are places, certainly, where percolation would be quite slow, and so leach fields or absorption trenches and beds need to be quite large. You know, like anywhere else, we have, you know, design standards for that and tests that dictate the size and stuff. Very, very few places, I would say, if any, where it would sort of include an on-site system.
With all of this on-site work on the horizon, do you foresee a shortage of trained installers to do all that work?
That's a good question. I think for this bill, for 500 units, no, that shouldn't be a problem. 90,000 could be a different thing. Then you're looking at 2,000, more than 2,700 units a year. Then you're looking at 230 a month. That could be a big problem.
And what's your overall reaction to the intent of this bill?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, I've been working with these on-site systems and helping to certify aerobic treatment units so that they could be sold in the state for a number of years. I guess one thing I would say is luckily we don't have, you know, we haven't had any, you know, big outbreaks of disease or contaminated drinking water or things like that that could be, you know, linked to these on-site systems. So we have a big number. We have a problem. It's not growing, at least. You can't put more on them. And I think in the long run, we will chip away at getting rid of these things.